Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 30. Spencer's back, folks. He's feeling a bit better. He's recovering from his back surgeries. He's been a bit of a warrior. But he said he was up for doing this show. It's great to have you back, Spence. Would you like to quickly introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
It is indeed very good to be back. I have to say this is a surprising turn of events from May 4th until today, because like one second everything's normal, the next second like I'm looking down a very, very dark tunnel. But coming back from the brink gives me a great appreciation for how much I enjoy the show, my friends and colleagues like yourself in the WordPress community, and the work that I do here. So, you know, you can find me at wplaunchify.com or my portal at spencerforman.com. I'm on social at Spencer Forman. And this is the year of WordPress as a service. So all the things we've been talking about here on the Membership Machine Show have really led up to like kind of the topic we're going to cover today, which is, you know, how do you actually execute with a WordPress solution instead of a third-party stuff? There's my friend Tina. Hi, Tina. She's joining us today.
Hello, Tina. What we propose to do, folks, in the first half of the show, we're going to go into some of the leading web-based, SaaS-based competitors to WordPress. And then in the second half of the show, folks, we're going to do a bit of a broad outline and maybe have some specifics as well about how you would utilize WordPress to build and run something that has the functionality of some, or have all the functionality of what the SaaS solutions that we're going to be talking about in the first half. But before we go into the meat and potatoes, I've got a couple of messages from our leading sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Are you looking for ways to make your content more engaging? Sensei LMS by Automattic is the original WordPress solution for creating and selling online courses. Sensei's new interactive blocks can be added to any WordPress page or post. For example, interactive videos let you pause videos and display quizzes, lead generation forms, surveys, and more. For a 20% off discount for the tribe, just use the code WPTonic, all one word, when checking out and give Sensei a try today.
Hi there, folks. It's Jonathan Denwood here, and I want to tell you about one of our great sponsors, and that's Zolo.com. If you've got a WordPress website, a membership website, and you're looking to link it with a great financial management package, Zolo can provide this solution. So all your bookkeeping needs are done through Zolo. If you need new inbox email functionality and you don't want to pay the high charges that Google will charge you, Zolo offers a great email inbox platform. They've got over 50 apps and services that all integrate fantastic with WordPress at great value levels, and they almost always offer a fully functioning free product as well. So it's just amazing value. Also, if you're a WordPress developer or agency owner, Zolo are looking for great partnerships in the WordPress space. To get all this information, all you have to do, folks, is just go over to Zolo.com, and they have the products that you're looking for. Thank you so much, Zolo, for supporting WP Tonic and the Machine Membership shows. It's much appreciated. We're coming back, folks. I just want to point out that we've got some great special offers from our sponsors, plus a curated list of the best WordPress solutions. If you're trying to build a membership, coaching, or community-based website on WordPress, we've created the best options and solutions so you don't have to spend a ton of time. To get all these free goodies, all you have to do is go over to wptonic.com/deals, wptonic/deals, and you'll find all the free goodies there, folks. So let's go straight into it. And let's go into the big gorilla of this sector, and that's Kajabi. I think Kajabi, it's a Swiss Army knife. Unlike some of the other solutions that we're going to be discussing in this first half, Spencer, it also offers a website, a full public-facing website that you can market yourself to, plus the platform features that which will be available when your students or the people you're coaching log into the back end of it. It's a major competitor to WordPress, been around for the past 4 or 5 plus years. I think they've got about 40,000 users in total. That's what I've been told. What's some of the strengths of Kajabi and what's some of the weaknesses? Over to you, Spence.
Thank you, Jonathan.
I would say that it's fair that when you're looking at the various platform options, and when I say platform, I say SaaS solutions. Kajabi, you've got your ClickFunnels, Kartra, you got your various degrees of things like CRMs, such as ConvertKit. They're all essentially gunning towards the same set of features because either you're a creator and you need to do marketing automation, or you're a marketer and you need to have content. But when you really think about it, at the end of the day, everybody needs the same set of features generally that apply for various vertical niches. And WordPress, of course, is the primary one. So let me set the stage by saying, and I'll address Kajabi specifically, it's like we're going and shopping for picnic baskets. You can buy or rent from a variety of SaaS companies, or you can own and control your own based on WordPress, specifically with the sensibilities that you and I have been discussing and bringing to these various shows, right? Like not 57,000 plugins in it, but the WordPress curated picnic basket. Kajabi comes originally from Mike Falsami and the late, great Andy Jenkins. It was before ClickFunnels, and it really provided some of the earliest ways that you could do marketing automation, and you could provide sales pages, landing pages, and membership stuff. It's still missing a few pieces. It doesn't have an integrated a transactional engine. You have to use like a third-party thing for that. It does have a reasonable CRM capability, but the primary thing that it benefits people is if you're looking for a simple all-in-one to deliver the things you need for a coaching business or for any other kind of a service-related business, it's got all of the things in one basket. And the price is comparable to what you would find elsewhere. So I believe it starts at either $99 or $119. Hold on, let's look.
It starts at $149 if you're going for.
Well, if you go to annual, it's, yeah. Well, you're right. Yeah, let's say $119 if you go annual. But the point is, let's call it monthly, it's $149. You have the typical things you'll find in a SaaS platform, which is not the case in WordPress. You are going to pay more as you grow. You're going to pay more when you have more people in it. You're going to pay a transaction fee on certain levels, right? For example, at the whichever level you're at, there might be a part of it that you're paying. Let's see. Hold on one second. Actually, they seem to be listing it now, but now, hold on. They seem to remove the transaction fee from it. Yeah. They put it in there. But the bottom line is it's kind of like your cable company. Like they've reined you in. Hey, you're getting a certain amount of bandwidth, a certain amount of this. So keep in mind that there's a benefit to buying something that's in a box, like ready to go. There's a certain amount of like stability to the features. They're not going to let you do everything, and you can't do everything like you can in WordPress. But if you're looking for a fast way to just take something to go, for many people, it's an option. I think, though, that this is foundational to our conversation in general. Remember, I've used that like tricycle versus a two-wheel racing bike. Be very careful what you wish for if you take something that's ready to go, because while it might seem like a quick solution today, you're going to get your comeuppance later when you want to do more and you can't. Versus if you take a little bit of time today and choose the right solution on WordPress, especially through things like we're offering, where we've done the hard work for you to give you all the benefits of a SaaS, but still the ownership, control, and flexibility of WordPress.
Yeah. What I would say to finish off about Kajabi, folks, is it has a broader focus on a broader target audience than just coaches and coaching, like what Spence, it appeals to.
I think all of them do, don't you think though, Jonathan? Like, no, you know, coaching one? Like, give me an example.
Well, the next one, Up Coach, that's what we're going to be talking about. Some of the others that we're going to be discussing in the first show, definitely that they are, and some of them are actually aimed at even more niche verticals than the next one that we're going to be discussing, where Kajabi is a more broad Swiss Army knife solution, I would say. But the team behind it know what they're doing. But I agree with almost everything else that Spence have said. So let's go on to the next one. Up Coach seems to be a new player in the field. It was on AppSumo. AppSumo, folks, is a platform that can give you where people are trying to get traction for their SaaS product or their WordPress product. They offer very large initial discounts to the AppSumo crowd. I think it was on AppSumo about 4 or 6 months ago. The people behind it, they're based in Turkey, had a look at it. It's a very polished interface. It's got I don't think they provide a publicly facing website, but they provide the platform, they provide landing pages, very slick, uses the metaphor of blocks, which is quite strange because that is the same metaphor that's used in modern WordPress to some extent, to build your courses. It comes with a LMS, comes with a calendar, comes with integrates with payment with Stripe and some of the other leading gateways for payments, and has some other options that are specifically aimed at the coaching market. The price is around $39 for 30 clients. And then really the one that probably most will go with is $99. I don't know if this has been on your radar at all. It only came up on mine for my research on this episode, Spencer. But I had a bit of a look at it and I was pretty impressed with what they had to offer. But it's much more focused at that coaching person, really. It's more focused than Kajabi, in my opinion. I don't know if you agree with that.
I don't think I disagree with you, but I would look at this differently. Like, there's an old story I tell about Costco. I love Costco, but in the day they had a hairbrush and a dog brush. And it was the same brush. It was the same card. But the vendor had just essentially taken the picture of the person and replaced it with a golden retriever. And yet the dog brush was actually selling for more money at Costco at the same time as the hairbrush. And somebody called them out on it. And, you know, they're a very good company. They like called it what it is. The point of the story is that, like, I think there's really no such thing here as a coaching only solution. Yeah. I think all that's happening is that this Up Coach is taking the same set of features and they're calling it coaching, blah, blah, blah. They might as well, they could have just as easily said yoga teachers, or they could have said, you know, scientific journals. It's the same features. They're just niche marketing it, which is actually quite a good idea because, like, for example, in the SaaS space, there's a company called MindBody Online. And I did a lot of work with yoga instructors and yoga studios for a while. And every single one of them uses MindBody Online as part of their business. Why? Because every other yoga instructor, every other yoga studio uses it. It's just literally like going with the crowd because the marketing directed it to them. And I'm saying that's what somebody should be looking at here is when you look at the actual features you need, there's courses, there's lessons, there's taking money, there's subscriptions, there's calendaring, there's, you know, one-on-one calls. Those features are available in everything. So I wouldn't say that you should look at this as if it's something unique or special. It's nicely done. But it's, in my mind, no different than Kajabi or anything else. It's just packaged differently.
I see where you're coming from. I think the coherence, and there's some elements of it that are more aimed at the coach than Kajabi. But I also see where you're coming from as well. I think that there's definitely an element of
logic. We should maybe talk about that for a second, because when you look at the features and you look at why somebody's going to do something, right? Courses, program builder, agendas and meetings, habit trackers, task management, smart documents. I mean, okay. Communication tools like forum, group chats, CRMs, brand stuff. I mean, that's just silly. Administration, like through Zapier and ConvertKit. I don't know what the hell that's all about. Templates, which is interesting because they like help you out because they've got pre-made templates, which again is more like, it's kind of a hybrid, right? It's like education of how to use something generically for this purpose. So if you looked at that, you could 100% guaranteed Kartra, Kajabi, WordPress, Sizzle, any of these could be accomplished through any other tools, but you might just have to use a few tchotchkes, whereas they've just sort of bundled together. But
yeah,
I don't think that's a bad thing. I think the part that makes me concerned in general, and it's nothing to do with AppSumo, but like LaunchFlows, we ran on AppSumo, and I know Noah way back. AppSumo is, as you rightly said, it's a place where people go to get traction. But there's a notorious history of companies that sell into AppSumo at below their actual operational costs, and then they have to go, hey, we're really sorry, but we can't stay in business because we're out of money. So if you're going to put your business on a company, why do you want to put it on a company that's like,
you're
going to go away?
Yeah, that's why I pointed out that they seem to be new, but they're based in Turkey. They have a substantial team, but it seems reasonably legit.
I don't think they're going anywhere soon, but I'm just saying that's something to be aware of versus owning and controlling it.
So on to the next one, PaperPal. PaperPal, its founder Laura Roeder. I had the pleasure of interviewing Laura a couple of years ago.
Really,
I can't believe it. And she was the founder of Meet Elga, which was a social media sharing scheduling platform.
Yep.
Very popular. She had a very successful
Her husband or boyfriend at the time. But
I think he was the technical and to some extent.
I remember when you had him on.
Yeah. Great person. And they've been running PaperPal, is similar. Aimed at the coaching market to a degree, been around a bit, you know, for the past 3 or 4 years. Through her activities of Meet Ager, she and her online presence had an audience. Has a more simplistic interface. One of the things about UpCoach, I understand, they kind of try to throw in a lot of functionality. I think some of the criticism you can place on WordPress, you can place on UpCoach, is that you can spend too much time trying to get everything set up rather than concentrating on getting more coaching clients.
Well, that's the truth, isn't it? Like, if you look at a guy named Jay Klaus, who's very popular these days, he now runs his own creator network, and he's gotten a lot of traction as of late. He used to work with a couple of the bigger names that were in the space, like where Laura Roeder was in the early days. They all say the same thing. It's like, and that's something you and I talked about as well. People, especially in WordPress, get so enamored with the tinkering and all the twists and the turn that they end up like never actually doing anything. You famously said one of your clients died before they launched their actual course. They were tinkering themselves to death. And that's the issue, isn't it? Because like I literally this week, I had two clients that were on the border of just onboarding with me. And one of the clients, who's a very smart person, said to me, well, I'm ready to go, but like I'm going to work on building my courses first. And I said to them, don't. And he said, why? I said, because if you launch this now and we get it set up, you'll have like Mies van der Rohe, form follows function. You'll have the functionality to put the stuff into, and you'll know where to put it. If you go off and try to write your course on your own, you'll be one of those like struggling writers that 3 years from now, you're still futzing around with your course. And similarly, if you go with a system where you're tinkering instead of just using a ready-to-go system, you spend all your time futzing around with options. So I like the fact that this and the other ones give you a structure. I think that's something that I achieve using this stuff with my WP Launch Kit and otherwise. And it allows somebody to essentially focus on what's the real reason you're doing this to begin with. It's to sell coaching, sell courses, sell one-on-one, training, whatever.
Yeah, Laura knows what she's doing, and it doesn't provide a public-facing website solution, folks, unlike Kajabi, but it does provide landing pages, and it's a more simpler. When I've looked at it, a more simpler product than UpCoach and Kajabi. You know, people say Kajabi is easy. I think it depends where your background comes, because that also offers a lot of functionality around, and you can get into the weeds quite rapidly. And the reason why I think it's fair to say that is there's a whole host of Kajabi consultants that will set it up for you. If it was that easy, there wouldn't be a whole sub-community of such consultants. On to the next one before we go for our break, and that's True Coach. And it's very linked to what I was saying earlier on in this first half of the show, Spencer. This is really aimed at the fitness coach. This is aimed at health, fitness, specific coaching plans for fitness coaches, people in the health and fitness business. Mm-hmm. It's a sub-sector, so they've niched down even more. It's got an app. I think in some ways apps are overplayed, but in this particular vertical, I think it probably has some importance that they concentrate a lot on the app, the dashboard. You log in, the client can log in through the web interface as well. But it's one of these that's focused on a specific niche more. So sure. I thought I would just add it, because the health and fitness coaching industry is very large, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, this is fair to say. Fits into place with what I was describing earlier in this show we've talked about before, which is, you know, with the what we do with WordPress, with this my own WP Launch Kit and your, you know, individual clients. We could take the same set of features and we just orient them towards a particular solution. So, for example, in my launch kits, I've got one that's available for somebody who's a massage therapist or somebody who's a fitness trainer or somebody who's running a parents club. It's just that they're marketing around that solution, which I think is the way to go. Because we see that in today's world, it's easier for customers to identify with the product if they understand what the actual solution is rather than the features themselves. So like Nathan Berry's ConvertKit very famously uses the term creators, just like I was describing with like Jay Klaus. That's a term now that's in vogue for describing people who make YouTube content, TikToks, social media stuff. They're calling themselves creators, and they need a set of features oriented towards this. This clearly is for people who are personal trainers, and that's easy to understand. And now, if you took any of the tools, you could just as easily get there, but this is more like, hey, I've got all this wired together and probably documented for you as if you were going to be a personal trainer, so it saves you the step of having to get there by your own tinkering.
Yeah, and it's very linked to when you said you had a product particularly for the yoga industry. It's the same thing, but they do provide an app, and it has got specific functionality for your fitness health trainer, which has an element of coaching to it. So it's aimed at a specific vertical. We're going to go for our break, folks. When we come back, we're going to be talking about, if you're going to look at WordPress, what are some of the elements with a focus around getting you up and running on WordPress if you're a coach. What are some of the best solutions? What are some of the things you've got to know? Should be a great second half. We'll be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, it's Spence from LaunchFlows.com. If you've been looking for a fast and easy way to create powerful sales funnels on WordPress, then look no further than LaunchFlows. In just minutes, you can easily create instant registration, upsells, downsells, order bumps, one-click checkouts, one-time offers, custom thank you pages, and best of all, no coding is required. For as little as $50 per year, you can own and control your entire sales funnel machine with LaunchFlows. Get your copy today.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back. It's been a great initial discussion. Spence's doing well. He's dealing with his injuries, dealing with me as well, but I don't think I've been too bad. So before we go into the main part of this second half, I just want to say, if you're looking to build your membership, your learning management, your community website on BuddyBoss, and you're looking for a great partner and a great hosting provider, why don't you look at WP Tonic? We specialize in membership community websites on WordPress. We provide all the tools. We integrate them in a coherent way so you don't have to do all the configuration. And then you have a white glove onboarding session with one of our success managers, and you get up and running ASP. What more could you ask for? And you have all the great hosting performance and support that you get from WP Tonic. So if that's interesting, then it should go over to WP-tonic.com and have a look at what we got to offer. And you can also book a free consultation with me, and we can go through what is initially the best solution for you. So let's go straight into it, Spencer, WordPress. What do you think? Because if I was somebody that had been utilizing WordPress and I had managed to build up my coaching business, and I was looking to build out, and I wanted to keep on utilizing WordPress because I knew it, I liked the ownership. I like all the benefits that you get from WordPress. But then I start doing research. I will just, all the contradictory messages that you're going to get when you start doing some searches on Google or whatever, on YouTube. When you've got a lot of experience in utilizing WordPress and coaching people, what's your initial... Are there some broad things that you think somebody's got to know about when they're initially setting up their WordPress website for specifically aimed at coaching, Spencer?
Well, what I like to say is, you know, I'm going to refer to what I deliver in the WP Launch Kit stack, right? And that's just a wraparound word for essentially WordPress as a service. It's a picnic basket of stuff that's been curated out based upon my 17 years of relationships and working with the authors and actually figuring out which features one needs. So instead of like having infinite framework plugins and conflicting things and overlap and randomness, we've just hand curated out the things that work to fill in those features that are comparable to these other SaaS products. So if you were looking at the actual features that you need, and then I'll explain how they would apply to a coaching, you have a transactional engine, which is WooCommerce. You have a gateway of choice, which could be anything that works with WooCommerce, but I always start with a Stripe gateway. You have, typically for recurring subscriptions or multiple payments, you'll have the WooCommerce subscriptions plugin that complements it. You want a sales funnel capacity instead of a shopping cart like a Home Depot. For that, obviously, I recommend my own LaunchFlows, but there's 5 or 6 other sales funnel plugins. I wouldn't use them. I would use LaunchFlows so that you can have something delivered right into a checkout experience. You have the marketing automation capacity of the individual plugins and components plus the CRM of choice. So for that, I'm always recommending at first is WP Fusion acts as the connector. You've got typically Fluent CRM as your best choice as a plugin, but you could use any of the 57 other popular CRMs as well. ActiveCampaign, Salesforce, Infusionsoft, and so forth. You'll have a learning management capacity if you're in a coaching business. Typically, I'll recommend LearnDash or Lifter. You're going to have typically some affiliate things, affiliate WP. You're going to have a page builder and a theme. This is ironic, but now I'm at the place where I just say, start with Cadence Blocks, Cadence Theme. And there's things that go along with that, including their shop kit and their other stuff that make it easier than ever before just to stick with that one stack. No need for a third-party SaaS solution or even another third-party page builder. That is it. That by itself is the core feature set onto which you can then orient things like, for example, using the marketing automation method, a coach could sell a block of hours or a one-on-one coaching or a one-to-many coaching by having a WooCommerce product that somebody buys. They get onboarded into the CRM with a tag that sends them off to either an internal plugin like calendar.io or an external one like Calendly to go find some time in my calendar to schedule the call. And then the documentation, the things that you want to offer. You've paid now for coaching. So I've got a special set of docs that are either in pages or posts or in a Learn-Course that you get access to now because you've got the tags. And now the neat thing about all of this is because it's in one box, you can have hourly backups using your hosting environment. I favor Cloudways, but like whatever your hosting environment, your entire business, I know you've got other businesses, but whatever. I don't care about the hosting as much, but I'm saying you can set up your hosting because it's all in one box to do hourly backups. And in doing so, you've got this. Oh, please, not gonna just relax on that. You recommend a different host than I do. That's fine. The point is, you're still going to be in a situation where you don't have a third-party external dependency. You have the features set up, which are just oriented towards your coaching business, but you're not adding 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 different other plugins. And one of the things, I just to alleviate Jonathan's having his agita here, he's going to go to the hospital himself, is that I don't care where my clients host after I'm done with them. Because when I set people up, I explain to them, I use Cloudways because to me, that gives me a stable starting point where I have full control and I understand what's going on. When and if they decide to own and control it on their own, sometimes they go off and get their own Cloudways accounts or sometimes they'll go to another host. But I can for sure say that there are hosting companies that cause big problems for people if they start with them, like WP Engine. Like that is going to cause you problems if you start with a marketing automation solution because they cache things and they cause weird behavior. So you want to avoid those things as much as possible because that'll put you in the same problem of like Tinkerer's Dilemma. You want to essentially stick to the business, right? As fast as you can.
I agree with most of what Spencer said. We would recommend that you utilize Lifter LMS if you're a coaching client because it has its add-ons. We provide the full suite of Lifter add-ons as part of our hosting package. It's got groups that enable you to break out groups, do group sessions, and for the individual coaching individual, we just think Lifter LMS provides the most robust solution. It also has its own, you can integrate it with Stripe, but if you want the full flexibility of different gateways, and you definitely want to look at WooCommerce. The only slight, if you really want to build a community and you do all the work and you already have a community, let's say on Facebook, you've been utilizing a Facebook group page and you want to inbuilt that into your own platform, then you want to look at BuddyBoss and you probably then be better to maybe look at LearnDash, but it's all swings and roundabouts. But so I think you touched on the calendar functionality, and what about if you've got actual agreements, coaching agreements and that? Because I noticed when we were discussing some of the SaaS solutions, some of them push that, you know, you can up upload documents, have not only coaching agreements, but kind of personalized coaching plans. How have you dealt that with in WordPress?
Right. So, you know, drawing on my own legal background as well as just practical, the thing that I've always found frustrating when I'm dealing with my kids' stuff for their sports or their schools is how some people get it and they take a bunch of documents and they'll put them into one continuous stream and then they have a single signature. I agree to all the foregoing. Ta-da. Super simple. Either way, the legally binding part is typically a digital signature or a checkbox and some, you know, initials. In doing that using WordPress, you've got everything you need built in. So for example, I'll use a free or paid plugin called, you know, Add Digital Signature to WordPress. There's one for WooCommerce as well that lets you do it as part of a checkout process. So I recently did a solution as a collaboration with another designer. It was for using, again, the WP Launch Kit stack. It was for a soccer club having a summer camp and they needed the waivers and so forth about my kids' health and this and that and the other thing. So what we did is we just took the documents, we made them into regular pages, but we used, in this case, we used Fluent Forms along with the signature capability. Yeah. And then I also had a component in WooCommerce that checked to see whether you had filled that out already. So we had this entire thing where you could go buy the camp, add on the hats and the shirts. Then it knew whether you had finished signing the document for, you know, waivers. If not, it took you around to get it done. And that was really brilliant because it like saves the finished document with the signature in it as a PDF or an HTML5. So it's really amazing because you don't have to use external things and so forth. For creation of documents, obviously you can use AI or you can use one of those free online services, but you can store the raw documents elsewhere, like in a Google Doc. But most of the time I just present it as a page or a post inside of WordPress, and that's it, with a digital signature.
And I think with the calendar, using Calendly is just the simplest, and it really integrates well into WordPress. Just utilized. I think there are, you know, we provide a WordPress solution which is very, very powerful and very, very capable. But if you want the quickest route, utilizing a very cost-effective SaaS, the free or the paid version, it isn't very expensive and it's just the easiest route, isn't it?
There's two products on WordPress right now that are very similar to Calendly, but Calendly is like dirt cheap and it connects to a million things. In fact, I want to just bring this up. Calendly right now, pricing is... pricing is very inexpensive. It's here, free for like singular calendars, $8 a month for two calendars, right? $12 a month for, you know, a pro, $16 for, you know, so like, here's what I say. I use Calendly because Calendly is one of those few plugins that as a SaaS service doesn't really cause me to commit to anything beyond the scope of what I'm doing. Like I could rip the guts out of it and replace it at any time and nobody cares, right? It's just a service that you're using when you use it. But man, oh man, it just connects. For example, the Zoom integration is the biggest thing. I have a WP Launchify button that says schedule a call, or I have a link. Just immediately takes your information, puts it in my Fluent CRM, and then sends you directly to Calendly where the name and email is already filled out. But then when you actually book the call, it connects you to my Zoom and that connects to my Fathom. Since that's so simple, $12 a month, my goodness, that's a no-brainer. I don't need a plug-in for that because it's well done as it is.
Yeah, just to kind of recap, folks, this is my take on it. You need a platform, a page builder to build the website and also to be the center hub where your coaching clients log into. You need something to build it out. In my mind, there's only two options. That's Elementor, or that's Gutenberg, and that's WB. My mind's gone blank. The one that you recommend,
Cadence.
That they're the two leaders. I'm not obnoxious about which one you might choose. But I personally believe, honestly, that they are the two leaders. They're the easiest two solutions. If you go at WP Tonic, we provide both to you, Cadence Pro or Elemator Pro. Next, you need a wrapper for the, if you're going to provide courses structure for your coaching. I personally believe that Lifter LMS gives the best value for that. And if you host with WP Tonic, we provide the Infinity Bundle, which normally costs $1,200, and it offers a ton of functionality. I really think if you're getting started, I've got nothing. But if you want to use Learn Dash is great as well. But I think for the coaching, I think you're going to be really happy with Lifter LMS. Then marketing automation. The great news is there's a great product. That's Fluent CRM. Superb. We offer that, and we offer the email functionality all integrated with our hosting. But if you don't go with us, it's still a fantastic product. If you're doing a lot of marketing automation and you've got a big enough audience to make it, you know, I would integrate it with WP Fusion. It's another great product. And then integrating it with WP Fluent Forms. Fluent Forms is just a, it works superbly with Fluent CRM. And with that initial setup, I think you can cover a lot. There's some other plugins which we've discussed, but I think the fundamental building blocks to enable you to build something really fabulous and get up and running reasonably quickly with the tools that me and Spencer have outlined, you can get up and running really reasonably quickly, and it will deal with almost every every bit of functionality that you would require. What do you reckon, Spencer?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, I think it's important to say, like with the LearnDash Lifter discussion, you know, you've got a real family relationship with everybody over at Lifter, Chris and Kurt and Will and everybody else. And I think that's a difference between LearnDash. LearnDash has the, you know, Carmen Kendrick is like a lead on the marketing, but there's the whole Liquid Web / whatever they're calling themselves over there these days team. It's
solid.
Solid.
It's a great name, actually. Yeah, good.
I always want to say strong. It's like the software on its own, Coke and Pepsi. If you want more of a family relationship, and especially that kind of like hands-on stuff, you're going to get more of that, obviously, at Lifter. I don't think that there's fundamentally a difference between what they can both do. Mm-hmm. So I don't really feel that's worthy even of a discussion. Either one is fine. And the other stuff, though, I definitely feel that, you know, what we're differentiating here is that I don't feel WordPress is doing anybody a favor anymore by pretending that you're going to get personal service from all the individual plugin authors, tchotchkes. Even when it comes to things like Fluent, which is a tremendous team, Shahjahan Jewel and his team, they have like 150 people. They're overseas. They're not going to like babysit you and hold your hand. That's where the relationship with somebody in our position, I think, becomes fundamental, because the end solution is crafted from the parts. And what I like to compare it to is either that picnic basket I was saying, or like imagine you bought a fancy car like a BMW. BMW puts a Blaupunkt radio in, or they put a Bose stereo in, or they put some kind of like other third-party components, but they're the ones that are delivering the end result and the experience. And I think that's where the importance lies when somebody is getting started as a business owner or as an intermediary. They've got to go with somebody who understands which parts to put together in a certain way to avoid the problems that have gotten everybody so hung up on WordPress in the past. And even as of this last week, like our Thursday show yesterday was discussing how, like, even as we speak, they're they're throwing marbles onto the road for people to fall on in the WordPress ecosystem. If you don't have somebody who is like on top of it, like we are, to help you over those pitfalls, you have to make a full-time job of it in WordPress, which is unfortunate because the system itself is brilliant.
Yeah, it's a balance, you know, it's a gray area, isn't it? Because that also gives you the freedom, the ownership, all the benefits of WordPress. But I think the other factor, like with Fluency CRM and Fluent Forms, it's just, yes, you are right to a degree. But the main reason why I push it is that they're great solutions. And also I trust the team there a lot. The founder's a great guy. He's shown that to me. He's a generous person. He comes across as a very decent founder. These are important elements of your website if you're a coach or you're building a membership business. So you need your core plugin stack, your core technology stack. You need to get that from quality players. And it's the same with Fluent, the same with Lifter LMS or LearnDash. It's the quality of the teams behind those, because that's core. This isn't a small side plugin. These are core building blocks of your WordPress stack. So you need to get them from quality providers. And that's what I think you get from Lifter, LearnDash, or from Fluent, or from Cadence. Cadence, the developer, he's part of the Solid WP team now, but he's an amazing developer, quality individual. And, I think all the key plugins that we talk about in this show, and other shows, we are, because of our experience, they're all quality solutions, aren't they, Spencer?
Yeah. I mean, I want to just say, like, what's interesting, and it's an evolution of the WordPress ecosystem also, is that we used to have a situation where somebody would buy a platform plugin, or there'd be a comprehensive, like, theme, right, from Envato, ThemeForce. The people who are in the business of making the stuff that I'm describing, you know, these key features, they're slightly different. You know, WooCommerce, the authors of those, that plugin and the subscription plugin, you're not going to get help from them for anything. No, I mean, they don't like you. They can't be bothered. They've got millions of people writing in tickets. You're never going to hear from them for anything. The software is outstanding. When you talk about WP Fusion, you're going to get personal support if you needed it for a complex problem.
So I just want to point out, WP Fusion, the founder, is an extraordinary individual. He can be a little bit quirky, but he's just a fabulous, but totally honest and very generous individual that's built a superb business. But I've had the pleasure working with him, and you know, he's one of the top developers that I've ever personally worked with in attitude, professionalism, and getting the job done. So I can't really say much better than that, can I, Spence?
No, but I mean, that's, you know, again, because I like to consider myself, I'm on the inside there, right? So like, I'm on the inside of WP Fusion, but I'm suggesting WP Fusion is a complex solution. So if you had something that wasn't working or needed some high-end stuff, typically through Jack or Ace or even myself, because I'm a first responder there, I deal with people who come to WP Fusion who want to know, what can I do with this? But the difference is, that, like, if you go down the list, LearnDash, Lifter, like LearnDash, you're not going to get somebody who's going to talk to you about the million other things you want to do with LearnDash in relation to other plugins. They'll talk to you about the plugin. Yeah. If you went to Lifter, Kurt or Will or you know, Chris or something, they're going to talk to you about all the other things that you could do. So like, when you go through this stack, Shahjahan Jewell and his team, they don't have time to talk to you about all the stuff, but they would be supportive of what it works with. So like, if there's a problem, what I'm getting at is that we're in a world where you need an intermediary, again, going to that car or the picnic basket builder. You need somebody, that's what I feel like my specialty is, who's saying, we've curated out just the things you need, and we're going to show you how it all works as a system for your particular niche. very similar to like UpCoach, right? Like, as I mentioned, UpCoach took the same features, but they oriented towards coaches or to the one that was for the fitness trainer. And that's what you need today. You need somebody who understands with a limited set of plugins. Don't go to the plugin authors and bother them. They're not going to need to do anything with you. They're not going to be the best expert. The best expert is going to be the intermediary who's delivered a curated solution of WordPress with those things. And that's how you get where you need to go today. And that is not what it has been all the time in WordPress. In the past, WordPress has been like, let's get one plugin that's a membership plugin and it does everything. But that doesn't work anymore. So that's where I would put people's head if they're listening to this after the fact of how do you get what you want? Go to somebody that's a qualified intermediary using a modern stack solution or us, because you get the exact things you need and not the things you don't, plus the personalized experience of why they work as a system for the thing you're trying to achieve. In this case, maybe coaching.
That's great. So, Spencer, what's the best way for people to find out more about yourself and your and what you can offer for them?
You can mostly find me at, I'm going to say WP Launchify is my main business, but SpencerForeman.com is the hub. And social media, SpencerForeman. So for Twitter or, you know, Facebook, LinkedIn. This is the year that I've been really blessed because the things that I've been doing for the last 17 years have come to fruition, as we just described, where most of my clients have said, Spence, I'm so glad that you finally expressed what I was feeling, which was, why can't WordPress just be a service like a Wix or Weebly or a Shopify or a Squarespace? And I can just get what I want with somebody who shows me what to do at a reasonable price, but I own it and control it. And I know you've been doing that for many years as well. There's always going to be a hands-on component. So I offer solutions that are everything from DIY through do it with some coursework that I have all the way to like an engagement for a month. And either way, the end result is the outcome you want without the uncertainty of building something that might not be the right thing. And then you find out too late.
Yeah. And if you're looking for great hosting and support as a membership learning for your courses to build a membership website on WordPress, have a look at WP Tonic. We have recommendations. We have our white glove onboarding session. If you want to do your own thing, we're totally happy about that as well. But we're always there to advise you and assist you. We will be back next week with another great Membership Machine Show. Hopefully you enjoyed it. If you did, please share it on your social media. It really helps the show and make it grow. And thanks for coming back, Spencer. You've been missed. We will be back next week. See you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.